And now it's my pleasure to introduce Virginie, who is a trained psychologist and psychotherapist with over 30 years' experience working in the field of personal development as a consultant and a coach. And Virginie is an FPMT registered teacher, mainly at Kalachakra Centre in Paris. And she's accredited by FDCW to deliver 16G level one, 16G for children and teens, and building balanced empathy. So over to you, Virginie. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for giving me this opportunity to share my experience. And I thought it was very interesting to hear Carla's experience because I realized that I adapted the course in a very different way. And I think that, yes, it's the same course and it's a unique experience, actually. And first, when I was trained to deliver this course, so I really tried to do it the way I was taught to do it, you know, and it was a weekend and it was, I followed the timelines and the thing is that after the weekend, I was very amazed with the outcome. That's the first thing that I must say, I want to say is that I used to run a lot of self-development courses, and this one was different, I thought, and it was a transformative experience, and I was amazed with how people benefited from the course, and I asked myself, why did that happen? So my interpretation, or my assumption, I would say, is that it's a level of intimacy. And intimate sharing that there were between the people, and it was due to the level of trust. So I don't know actually why that, but I think it's part of the content and also the process. But the content is conducive to that, I would say. So a very high level of trust, a very high level of sharing, and a very high level of belonging. People felt after a weekend that they really belong to a kind of little community. And it was a very resourceful experience. I could see the difference when people arrived and when they left. However, so first of all, I put no doubt the content is great. Now, I'm shouting. I'm told that I'm shouting, you know. I'm sorry about that. But it's because I'm enthusiastic, probably. So I said that I tried to do things as I was told to do them, you know, with the structure. And from the start, I had to change things, you know. So I'm going to tell you why I had, over time, I had to adapt the course and how I did it. So the first reason is because I think people in France are very talkative. You know, I think it's, I don't know who said that there were cultural differences. And I think that in France, people like to share, they like to discuss, they like to challenge, they like to disagree. So I had to spend time, you know, sharing because I could see that people wanted it and they learned from it and they liked it. So I decided, okay, I can't do all the 16, you know, I do what I can. So first of all, I put more emphasis on the exercises because I felt that it was where the energy was. And it was very effective. So the videos and also all the things about the neurosciences and all that, I kind of skipped that, you know, because I didn't have enough time. So that's the first way I adapted the course to the French culture, I would say. And I put more emphasis on sharing and exercises. But still, it was over a weekend. I realized that at the end of the weekend, I had not done the, or I did in 1 hour the first, the fourth theme, you know, giving some purpose, you know, in your life. And so I was a bit frustrated, but, you know, it was my first experience. So the second thing I did is, you know, people said it was very intense, and people felt exhausted, actually, after. They were resourced, and at the same time, they were kind of exhausted. And I happened to have some yoga teachers in my course, in one of my courses, or actually, yes, right from the beginning. But when, in the second course, I asked the person, you know, who was a yoga teacher, if there were postures that could make people experience with their body and attitude, I would say. And so it was very interesting. I thought that I could adapt the course. And so we did a few postures like that, and also for people to be more connected to their body. And so I decided to run a course with a mix of yoga and the 16 guidelines. And I heard that in one of these forums that it was done by other people, you know. And so that was the second way I adapted the course, adapt to the physical needs of the people, and also put more emphasis on the body, because there is this body-mind reflection, and I thought it was really great because I like connecting the body with the mind. And but I thought that we could do more with that. And I offered to include this body work, and I co-facilitated the course with first a yoga teacher, and after that I did that with a sophrologist, and finally I did that with a shiatsu practitioner who did doing. So there was some more body work. I linked the 16 guidelines with the body work. So that was my second way of adapting the course. Because I didn't have the time to cover everything, I decided to, or I offered the center to run a retreat, because I thought that I would have more time, and because the days are longer. And also, instead of a weekend, I could do 3.5 days, nearly 4 days. You know. And so I started doing these 4 days retreats, and it was just fabulous. So Carla says that it's very transformative, and I think that the weekends were transformative. But I must say that for people having this opportunity to share in the evening, to have more time, and I realized that it was very, very intense, very pleasant, and it was a different experience. I always, in these two retreats, I did it with someone who could do some body work, you know, because I thought that it was interesting to associate both. So after the first retreat, I noticed that people continued seeing each other. You know, they every month they organized an afternoon together to continue the sharing and to share their experience, you know, practicing on a day-to-day life this is 16 guidelines. And so that was the first time. And the second time, it was last summer. And at the end of the course, people developed a WhatsApp application. They had a WhatsApp group. And I was amazed to see that during the corona, you know, we couldn't go out, and there was this time where we were confined. So people discussed a lot on this WhatsApp group. So I thought there were a lot of bonding, actually. So that was the retreat, was the third way I adapted the course. In Paris, I realized it was very difficult to have a two-day course because I was confronted to this challenge, people coming one day and not the second one, or people, even though it was a weekend, they arrived the second day and they had not done the first day. So it was really difficult just to, it was frustrating for people actually to realize that they could attend the second day. And it was difficult for people to tell people, oh no, you know, you can and you can't come in, you know, because it's a two-day course. And people, some people work on Saturdays or some other people work on Sundays. So I said, okay, I'm going to run this course as a one-day course. And I just focused on delivering one theme for one day. But not like Carla, there was not, you know, it was not over a year or so it was in the program. People knew that I would focus on four attitudes. And of course, because it's an ongoing course, so I changed the themes. But actually, I think I've done now over 2 years, I've done the four themes. But when people attend, they might attend just one theme, one day, and never come back again. That makes me think that, you know, I always say people that they can repeat the course, even if they do a weekend or a retreat or a one day. So I tell them to feel free to do the course again. And I think it's very, very, very effective because it's not the same experience. For me, as a facilitator, the experience is different every time. And I think that for the people, it's exactly the same. And I have people who've done the retreats twice, who've done the courses, the weekends a few times, or and now they like to just to refresh. You know, it's way too refreshing. So that's one day courses. And the another thing that I did, you know, I guide meditation classes. You know, it's a 1.5 hour meditation every week. It's a free meditation class at the center, and I was asked sometimes to guide the meditation. And so because I liked the 16 guidelines, I decided to focus on one of the guidelines every time I guided this meditation. And it gave me the opportunity to use the meditations that are in the book, actually, because it's not part of the timeline, actually. People buy the books, they can do it on themselves. But I thought it would be interesting to do it with in a group of people, because after the analytical meditation, there is time for a discussion. And the discussions are really, really rich. And so it's just one focus that made me think of the guide that you gave for discussion groups, you know, and last time I guided a meditation, I used this guide actually. So either with the book or with this guide, I like just to give people opportunity to experience one of the guidelines and have a discussion. And also I must say that it's a teaser, because before I run a course, there are these people doing the weekly meditation, and sometimes, you know, it's an opportunity. These people usually they don't go they come from everywhere in Paris, and it's not the same population. It's not people who attend the classes, you know, like Buddhism Discovery or all the programs that we do with the FPMT centers. So, and I there are a few people through the 16 guidelines who started coming to the courses, the Buddhist courses, And because it was not the case, you know, often people just, it's a free meditation class. So they know with all the websites and all the things that it's free. So they come, but they are not Buddhist people, of course. So I thought it would be a good opportunity, a good teaser too. So that was another thing that I did. The Kala Chakra Center organized an inter-religious retreat. It was planned for last April, and the director of the center asked me if I could do a workshop on one of the guidelines during this retreat. Unfortunately, with the coronavirus, it didn't happen, so it's postponed to the to the autumn. You know, we'll do it in October. But I thought that during this 2 days retreat, it would be interesting to choose respect. You know, because it's really directly related to this inter-religious setting, I would say. So, but I don't have any experience of that yet, but I'm excited to do it soon. Next summer, the plan was to do the 16 guidelines with families. So we decided that there would be a group with kids, or a trainer, actually, who would focus on delivering the course for the kids, and I would do the course for the adults. Unfortunately, because of the social distance we need to respect, so we decided not to welcome the families and just do it for adults. But I think it's another adaptation of the course. There were these 7 ways I adapted the course. Finally, when you spoke, there was a question on the online setting. And last month, I was supposed to do a one-day workshop on the 16 guidelines. So it was on one theme, and I was supposed to do it at the center. And because of the confinement, we used Zoom. So I had to experience it. I must say that I felt it was not exactly the same. You know, as Carla said, the energy is not the same. Also, I had issues with the breaking groups, you know, and so I couldn't catch back, you know, all the people. And so it was a bit challenging. But still, you know, I did it and I did what I could. But also the length. I think that there is a challenge, you know, to have people connected on a computer for a whole day. So I prefer to continue with the presential setting. But still, you know, I'm going to run my next it would be my first building Balance Empathy. It will be next Saturday, and I do it on Zoom because the center is closed anyway. So it's good. It's a challenge, I would say. So I think that I covered all the different ways. So I'm never bored, because at the beginning I thought that I might get bored when, you know, doing the same thing every time. And actually, because of the circumstances, because of the culture, because of whatever happens, I had to adapt, and I'm quite glad about that, because it's challenging for me. I must say that I also had an experience that was very experienced. It was in L'Île de la Réunion. I went there to deliver twice, two-day course. So. And the person who organized the course had never followed the course. And so I think there were some misunderstandings. So I was supposed to run one weekend in the north of the island and another weekend in the south of the island. However, there were some people who came for the 4 days, they enrolled, and it was, they thought that, so they, because the island is very small, so they could go from the north to the south, and so they came to the 4 days, you know, and so, and there were other people, if they came for 1 day, and even half a day. So I really had to adapt and make sure that people get something out of it. And it was good, because actually we managed. I don't know how I did it, but we managed. I think that I really followed the energy where it was. And because, you know, there was, anyway, there was not enough time to cover everything. So I managed to do different exercises with the different people, and it worked. I don't know, but I think it's the magic of this course. I think it's the magic. And I think that now I'm really open to your questions, and I'm sure that you all adapt this course, you know, because the content is the same. However, even though, you know, when Carla said it's always the 16 guidelines, and you said it was part of the content, for me the content was more the attitudes, you know, and the message, the key messages we transmit. For me, it was more the way of running the class was more the process, so for me, whatever the content is, I think it's a great content, this course. And so that's why now I get trained to other courses, because I think it's very powerful. And I think that adapting the process, you know, whatever you do, often you do that with, when you have different facilitators, you realize that it's not exactly the same way of teaching or doing a course, but still it works and it's a different experience. And I'm really looking forward to hearing your experience, because I like sharing, as you have noticed. I'd like to know how you did that yourself.
Thank you, Virginie, very much. We have time for one question and then we'll be in breakout groups. Does anybody have a particular question for Virginie?
Just a quick question.
Thank you.
Your family adaptation, you said you had two programs simultaneously, one with kids, one with adults. What age group? Do you put limitations on the age group for the youth?
And
how do you determine that?
Yes. It was from 7 to 12 we decided to do it. But I didn't do it. But on the program, we decided to do that. So it's not, it's somehow quite challenging, I would say, because there are some families with children who can be quite small and teenagers. So, but we would need to be three facilitators, I would say.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure other people have questions. We will save those till the end.